I know this might be a bold prediction, but I think this phone call, much like Mark State, is going to be a grand slam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't really, what?
It's
I don't get it.
Joke.
A grand slam breakfast.
Oh, I get it.
Sorry.
I get it.
Don't like
Mark
it?
State, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to 86 that joke?
Yeah.
All right, no. 86 the joke.
Yeah. It's a restaurant.
86 the chicken cutlet too, Marge.
Disable the drum.
Right. If you're just tuning in,
I'm gonna tip him after this. I am. I think that's great.
All right. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, Mark met a girl while visiting his grandma at the retirement home, and his nana convinced Mark and this girl to take a romantic trip down the road to America's Diner, Denny's.
Yeah.
Mark thinks they had a great time, but apparently Mark ordered dessert when Dana said she didn't want to eat anymore.
Yeah.
You are going to eat it because I'm ordering it.
But yeah, Mark ordered it anyway, so he's thinking maybe that's why she's not calling back. We're going to find out here in a second. Mark, you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this. I got it narrowed down. It's either the chocolate cake or something weird. The fact that we went to summer camp together, maybe she remembers something that I don't. I don't know. I was kind of a chubby kid.
Do you have a lurid past at summer camp that you should be concerned about?
I mean, there was some weird stuff that went down during Capture the Flag, but, you know, it was a long time ago. I shouldn't get into that right now.
What?
You went to a very different summer camp than I did.
No, yeah. We've all had weird moments happen during Capture the Flag. I think we all know what he's talking about.
I don't want to know where he hid the flag. That's all I don't want to know.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mark. We're going to dial the phone number right now and attempt to get you another date here,
yes.
Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Dana.
This is she.
Dana, what's good?
Who are you?
You sound old.
Why are you being so aggressive?
Okay, I'm going to cut to the chase here, Dane. We're looking for the next great American singer. And someone dropped your name to us. We heard you got some pipes on you.
What?
Really?
No,
yeah.
Dana.
No, it's true. A guy named Mark says that you are a great singer.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a singer. She sang at the nursing home.
Yeah.
That's right. Mark told us all about your singing abilities. Let's hear something.
No.
Right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm not really like warmed up or anything.
I don't care. Give it to us.
A real singer.
Oh, my love has come along.
Wow.
My
lonely
days are over.
Wait. Why is the rim shot back?
Stop. That was great, Dana.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It's not really part of this, but great job.
What?
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on if you win the singing competition, but there's another reason that we're calling today.
What?
We're doing something called a second date update.
Sorry.
What's that?
Basically, you recently went out on a date with a guy named Mark, and he really enjoyed your time together. He wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Oh.
And his grandma says that she wants to know why, too, because she was really rooting for you guys.
Aw, granny.
I mean, yeah, grandma only gets to pick the first date. She doesn't really get to pick the second one.
Well,
did Mark do something wrong? Did he screw up on your date? He told us you guys hung out at Denny's.
Oh, so he already told you we went to Denny's.
Yeah, he told us all about what you guys did, that you guys met at his grandma's retirement home and that you took a trip down to Denny's and that he ordered dessert when you said you weren't hungry anymore. So he's wondering which one of those reasons is why you're not talking to him.
Well, I mean, like when we went to Denny's, he was like really excited about going to Denny's.
Well, yeah, it's like delicious. I love Denny's. I'm with him. I think Denny's is awesome.
It's not known for the best food.
I know, but it's not something you go to very often, right? It like brings back all these memories once you get there.
But like when he found out that they do all day breakfast, his eyes lit up and he like giggled like a little girl.
Wait,
what?
There's someone in America that doesn't know that they have all day breakfast?
Do they have things other than breakfast?
Yeah, totally. It's kind of their thing.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he forgot, but he was, like, going over that part of the menu, and then, like, oh, my God, what about this or this? Like, how am I just going to pick one? I'm like, it's a Denny's menu, dude.
And it's eggs.
But why is that a turnoff? Like, what's wrong with that? So the guy's excited about a good omelet. I don't know.
But then he didn't even order breakfast. Like, he decided to get the, like, home-style meatloaf, which, like, that's fine, whatever you want. But, like,
what?
Cereal killer.
When it came and he took like
weird.
Every single bite, he was like, oh my God, oh, this meatloaf, like way over the top. It was like kind of erotic and gross.
Oh, Oh!
He was vocal about how much he was enjoying his meatloaf.
From Denny's.
Okay. So yeah, if you would have been at a fancy restaurant and he was having an out-of-body experience with meatloaf, would that have been okay?
Not at that volume level, no.
Okay.
So, I'm with you. That's weird.
Do you think he was just nervous? Like maybe, you know, some people like overdo it when they're nervous to kind of almost show off.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't want to be shown off to like that again. So.
All right. So because he moaned while eating his meatloaf, you're not going to give him another chance.
You're kind of missing the point here. Like we were at Denny's, which is fine. But then everything that happened, he was just like overcome with emotion. And it was just like way too much.
What did it sound like exactly?
The meatloaf eating?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this meatloaf. Oh my God, you have to.
All right, listen, I've heard enough. Mm. I've heard enough of this.
Oh God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dana, that's Mark.
What?
He's been listening this whole time.
Dana, I mean, come on. You're exaggerating a lot.
Yeah, Mark, show us what it really sounded like from your perspective.
From your point.
Come on.
It wasn't like that.
What was it like?
I don't know. Maybe some yums and...
No, I need to hear it. I need to hear it to really get a sense of what this meatloaf tasted like.
I don't know. It's an auto response. I don't know. Anyway, is it a crime to love Denny's? I mean, that place is full of nostalgia for me. Come on. It's Denny's.
It's good.
Nostalgia. You didn't even know that they had all-day breakfast.
Of course, I knew that they had all-day breakfast. I was just excited about all of the choices. It's just overwhelming. It was
so
exciting.
Can you just calm down for a second and, like, put yourself in my shoes, right? I'm just there, like, eating a nice, you know, eating some basic diner food. And then when the waitress came to take your plate because you were finished, you held up your hand like, wait a second, and licked the plate.
Oh, Mark.
So what's wrong with that?
Oh, Mark. I was on your side a little bit there, buddy, about being excited about food, but you don't lick plates, man.
Especially Denny's plates.
You, in fact, do lick Denny's plates. There's no other plate you should be licking. They are lickable plates. That meatloaf, that gravy.
That should be their new slogan.
Yeah.
Denny's, home of the lickable plates.
I like it.
Mark, that's just bad table manners. It's gross.
I would never do that at a fancy restaurant either. I mean, it's Denny's. I'm sorry.
Don't do
it's
it like at Denny's.
Me back to college, and my grandmother got us to go to Denny's, and I was feeling silly.
Grandma.
You say silly. I say like food erotica. Like the way you went to town on that chocolate cake again with the moaning, just like
Come on, give me a break. You're absolutely exaggerating. I mean, listen, I love their food. I was having a good time. But it wasn't, like, erotic like that. I wasn't, like, making sexual noises about the chocolate cake and the meatloaf.
I don't know. I kind of believe her, Mark. I feel like you don't even know what you're doing. You're just, like, lost in the moment with that chocolate cake is what it sounds like to me.
All right, listen, maybe I do make some noises like that. I mean, maybe I do. Now I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hang out again, I won't do it again. We'll go somewhere nicer than Denny's, and I'll show you that I don't always lick my plate clean and I don't always make crazy noises while I eat.
Can you guarantee that you wouldn't do that at a nicer place?
Well, hold on. I mean, Dana, are you saying that you've never had like an orgasmic moment while eating like a great piece of food ever?
Never at Denny's.
Well,
don't be judgy. Everybody's got different tastes, Dana.
Maybe it was the best meatloaf and chocolate cake ever.
I think give him another shot, Dana.
He deserves another chance. And if you're willing to go out with him one more time, we will pay for it.
I guess if you guys will pay for it, and then, like, if the moaning comes back, like, I'm just going to leave you, tell you to go get a room with the food. But
that's fair. Listen, that's fair. If you...
I think you're making a great decision, Dana. I mean, a man that treats food like that, I'm telling you, things are going to go well.
And Mark's grandma is going to be so happy to hear that you guys are going out again.
Yeah!
She really is.
This is a big success, all right?
I mean, I do have to keep my relationship good with the community there, so.
That's awesome, Dana. Why don't you sing us out for today's second date update, Dana? Give it to us.
I can't.
If you're not going to sing, Dana, I'll do it. At last, my love has come along.
Dude, was it meatloaf?
Oh, it was the meatloaf. It was definitely the meatloaf.